You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Nikki the Psychic.
Nikki the Psychic.
Live from nikki-the-psychic.square.site.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Nikki the Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm waiting for my caller to come in. I hope you all had a beautiful weekend. It was great up here in Mount Pleasant. While I'm waiting for my caller, I'm going to give a shout out to my sponsors, which are Rock Bottom Jewelry and Engraving, and they are located in the lower level of Westmoreland Mall in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And then my host for my beautiful room and my beautiful backdrop, that is Autumn, who owns Just Believe, Just Breathe Holistic Services, Wellness and Holistic Services up here in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Stop on in for one of her awesome treatments. Trust me, they are so beneficial, especially if you're looking more into the holistic side of healing. I would definitely recommend the Red Bed and the Foot Detox, especially if you suffer with different autoimmune conditions or things like that. This place is super beneficial. And I'm going to take my caller now, and I hope you enjoy the show. Judy?
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. All right, girlfriend, what can I help you with today?
You know what? I'd love to know what Spirit has to say for me, but that's what I would like.
All right. So I pulled three cards so far, and right now what I'm looking at, this is going to be more of a relationship reading.
Okay.
Is that something that you could possibly be seeking insight on at the moment? Because it's telling me that you're a magnet. Like, your energy is fantastic. Are you currently married?
I am, but debating on what to do with that.
All right. So
if that makes sense.
Well, we're always a little bit more in tune than the other half, but I can definitely say that we have the Ten of Wands here. So I feel like his energy is very wishy-washy with you.
Yes.
And it's like hot and cold, up and down, and it's really throwing you for a emotional roller coaster, even though you're like, you do your best on a daily basis to be that happy, fun, loving person to be around.
Definitely. You got it.
So what we're looking at, have you been thinking about a separation?
Yes.
All right. So sometimes I hate saying stuff like this, but sometimes it's definitely needed in the situation. And it may not even be permanent, because I don't think this is permanent. I think there's just a fire that needs lit under his butt to see how grateful he needs to be for the life that he has with you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
there's a lot of work that needs to be. There is a lot of work that needs to be done, mostly on his end, because you are such a nurturing individual. I feel like you're just burnt out with this situation at this point in time.
Correct. So do you see change, or do you think it's not going to change?
The biggest thing that is going to bite him in the butt is he needs to be receptive to changing. And a potential, like a separation, is what's going to, like, that's going to be your reality check. You know what I'm saying? Like, I keep seeing spirit. I keep seeing spirit, like, because we got the hangman on the bottom of the deck, and that's all about pausing and changing your perspective. Okay. So we're going to give that opportunity for change to come, but we're also going to be strong, like, in our boundaries and set in your ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you want to be treated. You know the type of relationship that you want to be in. And if he's ready for that level with you, he can get his stuff together and meet you there. Because he has all the potential. Like, I'm not seeing any bad cards for him other than his energy is just wishy-washy and a little bit immature, like, emotionally.
Oh, amen. You're right on target, girl.
It's, girlfriend, it is just a cycle of burnout. And, like, sometimes you need to put down that solid boundary of, listen, I'm going to separate myself from you. I have love for you, but I don't need to put up with this anymore. I know how I want to be treated. If you want to go to therapy and you want to work on yourself with me, I am there for you. Like, and that's just what he needs to do, a lot of soul searching on how he is as a person.
Okay.
Because I can just see you, like you're working on it. Like, you put in the work and he's just kind of like trying to reap these benefits emotionally, and it's exhausting you.
Yes. Yes. You got it.
But, like, sometimes we really got to put that work in, and we got to put down that boundary. Listen, like I said, like, remove yourself from the situation, light that fire under his butt, and wish him healing. And wish him, like, send him clarity. Hope that he sees essentially the mistake that he made from not being emotionally receptive to what you've been trying to tell him. Because I feel like this has been ongoing. This is just like a roller coaster of events, and you're just tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we put that work into our self, when you put that work into yourself, like, Judy does what Judy wants to do. It's not hurting anybody. It's making her happy. Like, we open up a lot of opportunities for good karma to come in our life. And a lot of people only think and hear of the bad karma, but they never think of the good things that will come your way for, like, see, we got the world card. We got that, like, the world's in your finger, like, in the palm of your hands for choosing you, recognizing what you deserve. And then on the split, we got the justice card again, and we got the wheel of fortune. So this is all karmic. This is something that needs to happen in order for things to get better. It's like a phoenix moment.
Okay.
That's 100% a phoenix moment. Like, and I see that he is totally capable of putting this work in with you. He just needs to snap out of it and get that reality check that, hey, like, she's not messing around this time.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, you got it. Because you're right on target.
This consumes you. Because we have the Nine of Swords, and it's like that thing that keeps you up late at night that you personally can't fix it. He has to fix himself in order to meet you, like, balance that harmony out.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's so many possibilities. Like, he literally needs to pull his head out of his butt.
Yeah, I'm going to play this for him. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, do you see anything else for me?
Yeah, do you have any other questions? Anything you want me to dive in on?
No, not really. You all hit the target. You're right on target. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're doing the right thing, putting yourself first.
Thank you. And I've been working on that.
Yeah. And it showed in the cards, because we had the Nine of Pentacles, and that's the magnet card. Like, you're doing it. Like, that's that law of attraction. You put out what you want back. You know what I'm saying? And that's you. And right now, there's a lot of shifts going on around you at the moment. Like I said, like this is a whole transformation time for you because now you're questioning things you may have just ignored before. But this healing and the shadow work that you're doing, like behind the scenes for yourself, that you might not be vocalizing to people, that you're keeping all internal, is going to be your reason to celebrate here within the next year. Because he does look up to you and he,
Do you see that I'll have peace in this marriage, or is it just going to constantly be this roller coaster?
You'll have peace and security. It's just going to be all in him. So it's kind of like a gray area right now because Spirit's not saying, like I keep hearing, give it a chance. So that way, okay, you know you did, if you choose to walk away and he chooses not to be better, like you know you gave it that last final boundary. But however, like I don't think it's gonna go that way. Like, because we got the World card again.
Okay.
Like, awesome. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, girlfriend. And if you want to talk more or anything, like jump on my Facebook. It's just Nikki the Psychic. I do a lot of collective readings. And then you can also get on my website as well. I think it's right down below here on the screen.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Search you because you were right on target. You knew exactly. You're good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, girlfriend.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Well, all right, well, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Judy. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I love when I can give people that clarity because sometimes, like, you got to do that shadow work. You got to put yourself first and you have to give change a chance. You just got to jump in there and do it. And some days it's harder than others, but as long as you keep that integrity, like you're going to have a happy family in the long run. And isn't that what everybody wants?